And welcome back to Give Us More. I'm Neve.
I'm Megan.
And it is Megan's official last episode.
Woot woot!
No, sad music, Megan.
Well, we're having a good time right now, okay? We're just trying to have a good time.
We got the drinks a-flowing. Calls for a special occasion. Mm-hmm. We even have a special guest who's to sit very quietly in the corner.
Yeah, bless him. Look at him.
Can I get the ball rolling with a joke just to start off with?
Right, lads, Niall wants to tell you it's a joke. I'm going to pass.
This is just one of many jokes I have later on in the episode.
Oh, yeah. Neve is going to pass her microphone to you.
Okay.
And you are going to tell the joke.
Okay,
so
then.
So we're passing the microphone now.
Hold on, let me just have a look.
By the way, he searched these jokes whilst you were upstairs.
So you know what I'll do?
Oh. I got to hear some of them.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
You know what I'll do? I'll tell the one I made up myself.
This is, if it's as long as it's not like offensive.
Well, this one isn't. No. So
as he's reading it off a computer.
I didn't take this joke fully myself, but I took an original joke and I made it better. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow who?
Just me. Have you got milk?
No.
Milk. That's all I got.
Oh man, but the funniest part about this is that Neve didn't have a mic there, so you're just going to hear in the background, like,
no. No. He's promising us loads of jokes, and I'm so sorry, you guys. I'm very sorry. He told me one earlier, and I think I dead-ass looked you in the face, like, why? So, Megan is going to give us one last case before she jets off to Malta, because now she's too good for us.
Are you funny?
Jokes, guys. She's going to come home eventually. Maybe.
I know.
The silence is deafening.
I know. Of course I will. This one, we generally have quite a relaxing going on, but at this point, we're sitting in my sitting room.
We've changed locations as to where we normally record, because
that room is
everything
gone,
is
done.
Like being packed up. Well, not packed up, but
sorted out
and organized. And we also have the alcoholic beverages,
so it just calls for sitting on a couch.
Yes,
or a sofa, as some call it.
A sofa.
I hate that word, you know that? It's like it's a couch.
Yeah, no, it's a couch.
You know what other word I hate?
What?
Snog.
Yeah,
I actually like that word.
Gives a snog.
No,
No, and I hated it even like in that movie Angus Tongs and Perfect Snogging.
I love that movie, but also struggle to watch that movie. Especially the bit where they go to your man's house so she can like practice her snogging. And then the yeah, great movie though, but just that one scene.
You know what movie I watched the other day that was very good?
What?
Baby Driver.
Oh my god, yeah, it's a really good movie.
Right? Your man is a hottie.
Ansel
and Elgort or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Do you not think so?
Yeah, but now someone's come out and said that when they were like 16, he was like, hey, cutie patootie.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, there's. I will be devastated if anything ever comes out against Tom Hanks.
Ah, nothing would ever come out about him.
I mean, I'm at this stage where I don't know anymore, okay?
Oh my god, Niall went to put on Red Dragon the other night and he wouldn't put it on. And I was like, what the fuck?
When you put on Red Dragon, Niall? Get it together.
That's the one with Tom Hanks in
it. No.
Is it the prequel to
it?
The movie?
No, it's a sequel.
I'm not even sure.
Oh, maybe. What is it there? Prequel? No, is it a prequel?
Oh my god, I should have done the thing where, like, you know, when you're watching Instagram stories and some cunt goes, hey, and then if you're listening to this on a speaker, it's like, how can I help? But I'll edit out that one word because I don't know if you have babies listening. You probably shouldn't be listening around children, but.
I mean, I do my research around Anna. I'm sure she's going to grow up to be fine.
Yeah, she'd be grand.
I was watching Unsolved Mysteries earlier while I was cooking the dinner. So like Anna was running in and out and it was like, they were shot twice in the head. And I was like, cool. And I was just like, apples, bananas.
Apples and paninis.
That's literally what she was trying to sing. I sing it on a daily. If you're a parent or you know a parent, you probably know the song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that song's out years. Like, I remember being in secondary school and my friends being obsessed with that song because we were, like, in our, that weird emo phase where for some reason, like, baby stuff was hilarious and, like, oh my God, wow.
Can I just say, Olivia Rodriguez's Good For You gives me Paramore vibes.
Yeah.
It gives me. It gives me
Misery
vibes.
Business vibes. Yes, yeah. It does. I think it uses the same chords, though.
I think it does. And that's probably why.
Yeah.
And also, I've seen, like, people on TikTok mash it together.
Yeah. And it works so well.
It works so well. And it's a vibe. And it just, like, makes me want to whip out the extensions and side part my hair and get my black skinny jeans and a check shirt.
And also, everybody is cutting their hair into mullets now. I'm like, fuck y'all. When I did it, I was bullied.
I'm sorry. You deserved it. Mullets are rotten.
I love mullets. I love mullets.
I hate mullets. I feel like they don't really suit anybody.
Oh, I think they do. I think they look so hot.
I'm sorry if you have a mullet. But sort your fucking life out.
No, they're hot. You're hot. Don't mind her. Right. So, today, lads and lassies,
I can't even remember what our last case was because it was that long ago since we recorded.
It was the Son of Sam.
It was the Son of Sam. Oh my God.
I still haven't watched that.
Megan, get it together.
I know.
So if you haven't done so already, listen to our previous episode, The Son of Sam. And also, check us out on Twitter at GiveUsMorg for updates on new episodes and such. And check us out on Instagram at GiveUsMorg, where if you screenshot a review you give us and send it to us in a DM on Instagram, we will give you a shout out.
And we've got one for you guys.
And some lovely woman sent us a DM today. I don't know what time it was for you over there, Erica. But in Ireland, it was in the morning time. It was actually perfect morning time. Like, it was like I was up with the child, so it was great.
I was not up.
Megan was sleeping peacefully. I was up with the child, so I was like, oh, hey, girl.
Girl, when you say peacefully, it was not peaceful. My alarm kept going off, and I was like, I have to go get my wax soon. I have to go. It's going to hurt. Gonna fucking hurt.
Megan got a wax today.
And I nearly
donkey kicked the wall.
Yeah. Oh my God. And the waiting room was so quiet. And I bet they all heard me like effing and blinding.
Oh, I wish I was there. Yes. Yeah, so thank you, Erica, for your lovely review.
Yeah. Thank
Honest
you.
Me, it was amazing. And we do love getting these reviews.
They make our day. Like, they make the talking into the void here like worthwhile,
literally.
And then we have bragging rights because we're like, yeah, somebody over in our small town is like, heard you do a podcast, and we're like, yeah, well, people enjoy it.
We got 5 stars. We got fucking 5 stars. What do you have?
A Coke bag. That's it.
Oi. Oi. Anywho's,
yeah,
so tell us about the sweet sick case you got for us, Megan.
So, I was going to start this case off with a 911 call, or 999 call, I suppose you'd say, or 112 in the UK. I don't know. Whatever. A police
112 is the Irish one.
Oh, okay. There is a call that's, like, really scary, kind of. Yeah, but I don't know if I can actually play it. I will tell you to just pause here and just go and listen to the Breck Bednar 911 call on YouTube. I don't know if I can actually put it in here because of like GDPR.
You know, I need to know.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell me that I need to listen to a 911 call as you're about to start telling me the case. What am I looking up?
Breck Bednar.
No, I do not want 1 month free, YouTube.
So what did you think of that?
He's trying to do damage control is what it sounds like.
Yeah, because when he's telling her not to interrupt him, I feel like he has this story laid out in his head so perfectly.
And he's trying not to forget it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's trying to I feel like he's just trying to get it out there. I feel like if you did do it accidentally, you'd call 911 straight away. You wouldn't go sit in the shower.
But anyway, we will get into Breck and what the backstory of this is.
Okay.
So, Breck Bednar was born on March 17th, 1999, to his American parents, Lauren LaFave and Barry Bednar.
LaFave.
The couple had moved from Colorado to the UK because of Barry's job.
Okay.
Breck was not an only child for long. However, as in 2002, Lauren gave birth to triplets, two girls and a boy.
Damn.
Yeah. Breck was a very smart young boy, and growing up he loved Lego and fixing things and like the mechanics of how things actually work.
Yeah, okay.
Lauren had a job as a teaching assistant at the school that Breck went to, which was St. Bede's School in Surrey. I think I'm saying that right. B-E-D-E-S.
Beds.
Yeah.
Beds, beds. You know what we mean.
And Barry, the dad, worked in the oil industry, and many people said that he was like super rich, but I don't really believe that.
Okay.
When the triplets were six, Lauren and Barry split up, but Breck maintained a very good relationship with his father. He did very well in school, and it's obvious that he had a passion for computing and how computers and stuff like that works.
Okay, okay.
The family regularly attended church, and just in general, life seemed like fairly good. Mm-hmm. Breck's favorite band was Coldplay, and at the time he was a member. Is that Coldplay?
I think so. Yeah.
I have no idea.
It was all yellow.
I don't know.
Coldplay are great. Depressing, but great.
I never really put them on. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, I'm going to listen to some Coldplay today.
They're extremely depressing.
Mm,
like,
yeah.
I feel like you'd only really listen to them if you felt like you needed to cry.
Yeah, I gotcha. And at the time he was a member of the Air Training Corps. So he was like on the up and up.
Yeah.
He was pretty confident in himself. Like, he was a smart kid.
Okay.
And Breck loved online gaming, as so many kids do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, like, my brothers would be up till all hours in the morning playing games online. And I'd be up till all hours in the morning playing Sims, which is not an online game, but like...
But still a game.
Mm-hmm. So with that, he met a few friends. He actually met this group at school, and they all found out that they loved like playing these online games together.
Cute.
Mm-hmm. And they'd play after school. And his father, I think he described it as like a clubhouse.
Aww.
Yeah. Because Breck would have like multiple screens open in front of him. Like, one would be for the gaming, another for TeamSpeak, which is like a chat thing, like Teams, I guess, or Discord. And then another, like, he was mad into it. Breck would play these games for hours and hours and hours and with his friends. And one day, through a friend, Breck and his group were invited onto the server.
Okay.
And that was apparently the fastest server for gaming that they'd seen.
Okay.
This particular server was hosted by a man/boy called Lewis Daines. So Lewis lived in his own wee fantasy world. Like, he's... Like, when I describe Lewis, you'll know somebody just like them. Like him.
Yeah. Okay.
So he liked to show the other boys that he had, quote, power, and that he could do anything that he wanted while they were on his server. So this went on for months, and Lewis got fairly close with some of the boys, but he mainly focused his attention on Breck.
Okay.
So Breck is already at a pretty tender age in his life.
Did he have a crush?
Lewis is 18, and Breck is like 14.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Like, Breck's mother, Lauren, noticed over a period of months that Breck's behaviour started to change dramatically. So Breck stopped wanting to go to church, telling his mother that he didn't need to go if he didn't believe in God.
Oh my.
Which, up until he had met Lewis Daines, he always, like, went to church, never had an issue.
Yeah. There was no mention of him not believing in God.
Yeah, exactly. But you have this 18-year-old in his ear.
Being like, you don't need God.
Mm-hmm.
Just play Call of Duty with me.
Literally. And he told his mother, Lauren, as well, that he didn't want to do his chores because it wasn't him that was making the mess, but his younger siblings, the triplets. Which is like, okay, understandable, but you still have to contribute.
You're the oldest, yeah. So like, you know.
And the thing with that is that Breck wasn't just going through the normal hormonal changes that you go through at that age. He had Lewis Daines breathing down his neck.
Yeah. He'd Lewis being like, bruh, you gotta be cool.
Yeah.
Like me.
Lewis was 18 at the time, and he had told these fantasy stories that Breck's friends just didn't believe. So he would say that he made, like, I think it was 10 million in Bitcoin, and that he gave it to the Syrian rebels.
Sure did.
Which, like, yeah.
You're fooling nobody, Lewis.
Oh, it gets worse.
Did he have a girlfriend from Canada?
No girlfriends, because that would have put the boys off.
Oh, okay.
He said that he was also going to go fight with the rebels, and on the day of, he said that he couldn't because there was a bomb in the capital.
Oh, I can't because my mom said no.
And then he told Breck that he was an extremely wealthy person, that he owned his own like tech company, and Breck could be just like him too if he'd done what Lewis told him to do.
At 18, he owns his own tech company, but has all the time in the world to play these video games.
Yeah. Weird, right? Strange.
So strange that he never has any meetings or anything like that that he has to be present for.
So weird.
Yeah.
And he told Breck that he worked for the US government and that he was currently in New York working for them. Like, as in, like, I think it was the FBI or the CIA he said he worked for.
Okay.
And, like, Lewis. It's hilarious because Lauren is literally American. The mother.
Oh, yeah.
So she would be like, maybe she'd have a wee chat with Breck, or not with Breck, with Lewis the odd time, and she'd be like, oh, how do you find New York, and da da da. And he wouldn't, like, be able to really answer.
Times Square is big.
Yeah. So, yeah, Lewis would just tell Breck that he had to leave school, that he didn't need to go to church, that he didn't need to do chores or listen to his parents. Like, just all that kind of shit of, like, isolating Breck.
Yeah, grooming him, essentially.
Oh, yeah, 100% he was. And then to bring Breck's isolation even further, he took Breck into a private channel one night on the server and told him that he'd overheard his friends in another server telling each other that they hated Breck. Talking about how much they hate Breck.
I mean, so, like, I feel like that could possibly be a thing, because it probably does happen all the time.
Yeah.
But to go along with this man, because he's of age, he's 18, and Breck is only 14.
Yeah.
Like, clearly grooming this child. And yeah. And it's like, your friends told me they don't like you.
Yeah.
I like you. Let's be buddies.
That's exactly how it went. Like, it's an isolation tactic.
Yeah.
So Lauren, noticing the change in her son, kept an open door policy in the house so that she could keep an eye on his online activity.
Yeah, which is, you know, parental.
Yeah.
Of her.
Exactly. So she would hear, like, a lower, deeper voice, and she'd go in to see who it was talking, and then she'd be confronted with Lewis. And Lewis was never scared to talk to Lauren. Like, he wasn't...
Because he was 18. He was... And it wasn't like it was another 14-year-old boy.
Yeah.
It was essentially now an adult.
Talking to an adult.
Talking to another adult.
Yeah. And he was always, like, very confident in what he was saying to her and the way he went about himself. But she, like, thought it was kind of weird because, like, his avatar on his online gaming thing looked to be, like, a much younger person than what the voice, she said the voice didn't match up.
Yeah, so his avatar looked like a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
But the voice was clearly cracked and matured. And
exactly. Yeah. And, like, keep in mind that they'd never met Lewis. Like, they don't know who Lewis is.
Okay, oh, okay. They've never met him in person.
No, never.
And had Breck met him in person?
No, never. Okay. Never, ever. Nobody had. He was able to kind of continue with that lifestyle of, like, lying and...
Yeah.
Because nobody knew him. So around this time is when Lauren is like, kind of, what the fuck is happening?
She's like especially concerned for her child now.
Yeah, so Lauren actually calls the police.
Oh, okay.
And this call is recorded and she's like giving them Lewis's name and she's like, I want you to look into him. Please just search his name up. And I think he's grooming my child. So I need to know like if there's anything on record for him, anything like that. And the person is like, yeah, we'll look into it. And they never did.
This is what annoys me. Police literally want you to be on your fucking... Like, they want you to be physically bleeding.
Yeah.
Before they'll, like, actually be like, oh, shit.
All it would have taken is a simple search for them to see.
She just wanted to make sure that he wasn't on any sex offender list or anything of the sorts. To make sure that, like, her son wasn't playing these games with someone much older.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that he did have charges relating to the rape and sexual misconduct with a minor back in 2011.
So if the police had just actually fucking done their research.
Yeah.
they would have found this out lickety split.
Yeah. And he allegedly had indecent images on his computer.
Oh.
Breck's parents then decided that it was the best thing to take Breck's computer out of his room.
Yeah.
They turned more parental controls on the internet that he did have access to. And they kind of just done everything that they could possibly do. Yeah.
They did everything within their power to be the fucking right parents.
Yeah, and there is all this talk of like online safety and parental controls and stuff. They done everything.
Sure. Not that long ago, someone tried to abduct a child in Louth.
Yeah. It was over Fortnite, wasn't it? They'd met over Fortnite.
They met them over Fortnite, and they basically, I think, were like, we know where you live, we'll come after your family if you don't come meet us.
Yeah.
And for only like the, I think he was only like 9 or something.
Yeah, he was very young.
Very young. And for only his like stepdad was like, rang his mother and was like, he's just after going out somewhere. Is he supposed to be going somewhere today? And the mother was like, no.
Oh God, imagine. Like,
thank God that stepdad paid enough attention.
Yeah.
To realize what time it was, what day it was.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and then went after him.
And I think he was nearly there, wasn't he? Like,
he was nearly there. And then when the people in the car waiting on him seen the stepdad run after him, they just drove off like...
Fucking mad.
Like, so he was getting in that car.
Yeah. Poor little boy.
So like, it just... But I think that just goes to show how easily it is to... Manipulate a kid.
It's easy to manipulate anyone if you know how to do it.
If you know how to do it, yeah.
So, however, taking away the computer was not enough. By December 2013, Lewis had spent about a year grooming Breck, and he wasn't going to let him go that easy.
Mm.
Lauren actually had a text conversation with Lewis around this time, trying to get a real grasp on like Lewis's relationship with Breck.
Yeah.
And Lewis kind of gave her back like more attitude and was like, well, basically said back to her what he had said to Breck, like, Breck doesn't need to be doing all of this. He doesn't need to go to school. Like, giving her shit about the way that she parents, that kind of a thing.
It's completely up to her how she parents her child.
Yeah, exactly. And she was doing a pretty good job of it. So, as I said, it wasn't enough. So then Lewis decided to private courier a phone to Breck.
Oh.
A secret one, so they could still communicate. So this is when a meeting was held with Breck, his parents, and the parents of the other boys involved. At this point, the other boys, the friends, had given up. They realised that Lewis was full of shit.
Yeah. And they were like, no. He's clearly up to something.
Yeah.
He's obviously a weirdo. Stay away.
He's a liar. Like, that was their main thing, is that he's a liar.
And then there's Breck being like, what? No. He really is in New York.
Yeah. But he's been so groomed and manipulated and...
But he was probably so innocent as well, from the sounds of
him. Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, goes to church with his mother and...
Yeah.
You know, basically does everything his parents ask him to do and, like, is a really decent young boy.
Yeah.
That then Lewis just comes along and is like...
Yeah, and... People like that know who to choose. They know who is easily kind of...
They know Breck is going to be the easiest to segregate from everybody.
Yeah. Trust. I suppose it's easy to build trust, like when you're spending that much time with somebody. Like, they were spending hours and hours and hours on this game.
God knows, like, what Lewis was telling them.
Yeah, exactly. So, Lauren actually called the meeting. Okay. So, there's a bunch of them there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's so concerned. Now, Breck had told Lewis about the meeting in advance because he knew it was going to happen. He still had the secret phone.
Mm-hmm.
And Lewis asked him to record it. And there, I did watch a documentary on this and you can hear like little snippets of the recording.
Yeah.
And Breck is basically like, yeah, no, I'll stop talking to Lewis. Like, that's fine. I totally understand where you guys are coming from. Like, whatever. And all was good.
He's just meeting. Basically telling them what they want to hear.
Yeah. And Lauren says that this is the turning point where it got more dangerous.
Yeah. Because now he's...
He's lying.
Yeah. Now he's telling them like, oh yeah, sure, I'll never talk to him again. But has this secret phone.
Yeah. Exactly. And now Lewis knows what they're trying to do. They're trying to take Breck away from him.
Yeah.
So like, Lauren and Barry are delighted. They're of course. Happy days. And... this is when they kind of start giving him his computer back and stuff like that. And as any teenager knows, I used to be one myself, don't you know? When your parent forbids you to do something,
oh,
you're going to do it.
You're doing that.
You're doing that thing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No ifs, ands, or buts. Like, yeah, it's already, yeah, you've already done it.
It's already done.
Yeah.
As they're telling you not to do it, you're doing it.
And like, you are, you're just going to lie about it.
Yeah.
So that's like, that's what Prick does. He goes on through the Christmas period acting totally normal. The same old Breck as he had been before. The dad says he was like, it was great. It was like we had Breck back. His full attention was with us. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And Breck and his siblings did spend Christmas there with their father. Because remember, the parents have split.
Oh, okay, yeah.
In 2014, Lewis Daines told Breck that he was dying and that he'd be dead within a matter of months and that he wanted to sign over his multi-million pound tech company to Breck. In February 2014, Breck went off on a school trip to Spain. His friends say that he seemed normal, having fun, the usual Breck. He actually was fucking delighted with himself because he had gotten his first girlfriend when he was over there. Aww. Yeah, and he was all like in love and shit.
Yeah, he was like 14, 15.
Yeah.
Like in love.
Living his best life.
In Spain with no parents, but with teachers, but with no parents.
Yeah.
You know, like, even though it's a school trip, it's like you know, it's like, oh, I'm away on holidays without my mom and dad. Like, what?
Yeah.
I'm so grown up.
Exactly. And he's gotten his first kiss and all that kind of thing. Yeah. So when he came back, he went straight home to his dad. On the 16th of February, Breck asked his father if he could go to his friend Tom's house. Now, Tom, I don't think is a real person.
Oh,
I don't think like he was making
this. He had an actual friend named Tom.
Yeah, but Barry was just like, oh my God, you're going outside. Oh my, go hang out with your friends. Oh my God, yeah.
And I mean, I don't know about anybody else's father, but my dad can never remember anybody's name.
Yeah, no. So yeah, Barry was just like, yeah, go.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, sure, go play with your friend Tom.
Yeah. And... So Breck left the house and he walked down the street a little where he got into a prepaid taxi paid for by Lewis Daines.
That's not Tom.
That's not Tom at all. The taxi then brought Breck to Lewis's apartment in Essex. Nobody really knows what happens after Breck gets there. But it looks to be that around 6 p.m. that night, Lewis ordered a pizza and Breck texted his dad and asked if it was all right if he could stay the night. And Barry was all right with that. He thought his son was just having a grand old time.
Yeah. He thought his son was hanging out with his friends outside.
Yeah.
In public. Not inside playing video games like he normally does. So.
At that point when Breck asked Barry if he could stay the night, he was like, oh, we're building like a new tower. We're building a computer like.
Yeah.
So Barry was like, oh, fuck yeah. Fuck that's so cool.
Yeah. He was like, that's your interests.
Yeah.
And you're hanging out with a friend doing your interests. Oh, yeah, you can stay the night.
Yeah, live it up, bro. And then all seemed all right until 11 a.m. the next morning, the 17th, Lewis Daines made the 911 call. So, yeah, in the call, Lewis is talking like an arsehole, so fuck him.
He's like, yeah, if you haven't listened to it, in that 6 minutes that I gave him, which I know is going to be edited out, it's just 6 minutes of silence, but... he's literally like, so like the 911 operator is like, you know, sorry, just repeat that for me.
You like, can hear her furiously typing, and I'm sure she got a manager's help at one point.
Yeah, at one point you can hear her like leaving her desk or something.
Yeah.
She's obviously been like, fucking guy on this phone has murdered somebody, somebody help.
Yeah.
So you can hear her like typing literally as fast as she fucking can. And she's like, just repeat that for me one more time. And he's like, sorry, can you just not interrupt me while I tell you this?
Yeah, because he's trying to streamline a story.
It's like, bro.
Don't be so fucking rude.
He sounds really calm on the phone.
That's what's scary about it to me.
I feel like at one point he's trying to sound upset. You can hear him. He's like, oh God.
Yeah.
But it's like so like staged.
Yeah. And then at one point he's like, I thought about taking my own.
Did you though? Because I feel like you didn't.
No, I feel like you didn't.
Why the fuck are you lying?
My hand is going numb. Oh my God.
Yeah, so is mine. I think I need to pee again, but...
Okay, do you want to take a break?
Yeah, okay. And we're back from refilling our drinks, everybody. That only took us like 20 minutes. For you, it'll be like straight away. But for us, we took far too long.
It'd be like that.
We didn't know what to have. There's a lot of drink left in Megan's fridge from her celebration party of Niall being old. So we didn't know what to have. We tried some very disgusting drinks.
Yeah.
Don't recommend it.
Raspberry sour beer? No.
Not for me.
I haven't tried it yet, but it doesn't look appealing.
Well, okay, so first of all, I don't like beer.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like the flavour of beer, but that was especially disgusting.
Okay, so
back to poor Breck and dickhead Lewis.
Yeah, so at this stage, you know, Lewis has made the 911 call.
Yeah.
He's been a dick. And when the police... Police?
Hello, police?
Hello, it's the police in the house.
Hello, police. I have a moose in my house.
So when the police got to Lewis's apartment, they found a complete bloodbath.
I can only imagine. Like, from what he describes on the 911 call, I'd say there's fucking blood everywhere.
Yeah. So in the 911 call, Lewis says that he stabbed Breck in the back of the neck and then turned around and slit his throat. Near the vertebrae. Oh, the brain stem.
In
the brain stem.
I think I stopped him near the brain stem, I believe.
Oh, fuck off, Lewis. Ugly. You're ugly.
You're not that smart, Lewis. Okay. You're not that smart. You probably watched one episode of SVU and now you think you know it all.
Literally.
Me watching Grey's Anatomy.
He cut his carotid.
He watched an episode of Grey's Anatomy and was like, yep.
The brain stem is the thing.
Mm-hmm. I know what I'm talking about now. Because I'm a fully fledged doctor.
Exactly. Breck had been, obviously, both stabbed and had his throat slit. So it's believed that at the time of Breck's death, Breck's hands had actually been bound behind his back with duct tape while he was attacked.
How interesting how he could have attacked you.
Uh-huh. And then he was found lying face down on the bed, which I also found interesting. So Lewis says in the 911 call that he tried to stop the bleeding. How can you stop somebody's throat bleeding if they're face down on the
bed? Yeah, he says that so in the 911 call, he says Breck did land face down on the bed, but then he brought him to the floor, was it? Or something like that?
I think...
He turned him over anyway.
Something happened.
Something happened, and that he tries to, yeah, stop the bleeding.
But then Breck was found face down on the bed.
Face down on the bed.
Yeah. And it was found then that Lewis had actually started planning to meet Breck about a month in advance. So Lewis had purchased condoms and duct tape about a month before. It's not fully known what happened to cause Breck's death.
So they can only speculate that he was tied up. And
yeah, because what they found... So they found
They probably found markings on his wrists, I'd say.
I can't remember if they found markings. What they did find was like a black bag full of bloody clothes, but they also found like duct tape that had, it looked like it had been like ripped off. And when the duct tape was found in this black bin bag, it like matched up. So it looked like it had been wrapped around something and then it matched up to the size of Breck's ankles.
The width of it was the same width. And can I ask where they found the black bin bag?
I think it was in the kitchen. They found it.
So you mean to tell me that this dude tried to hide evidence in his kitchen after he called 911?
You know what? I think Lewis was very OCD about the way things had to be.
Yeah.
So if you even look at the crime scene photos, like there's no photos of Breck or anything, but there are photos of like hard drives that Lewis had tried to conceal by putting in water. And he, like, the toothpaste is laid a certain way. The toothbrush is laid a certain way.
So he hid clear as day evidence in his kitchen. And then placed hard drives and water in, what is it, 2014?
Yeah.
So, like, they have the technology to recover that.
But they never did.
Oh.
But as far as I know, they never recovered what was on those hard drives.
But I feel like they would have had the technology to do that. I feel like in 2014 they would have had the technology to recover those.
Yeah, I don't know if... I think because Lewis confessed, I think they were just like, right.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. But they really should have looked into it if there was an idea that he might have had indecent photos on his computer before.
He could have had indecent photos of kids that he could have done this to before.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
No.
Like, as far as I'm aware, they'd never recovered the content.
As far as we know, it's not public knowledge.
Yeah.
On whether they did or didn't.
So... obviously with the condoms and the duct tape, mm-hmm. and I believe that there was semen found mixed in with the blood on the floor. Obviously there was a sexual aspect to this murder.
Yeah.
I don't think that it has ever been released if Breck was
sexually assaulted.
Yeah, if he had any evidence on him of being sexually assaulted.
Yeah.
This all happened, can I just say, on Lauren's birthday.
Oh, what? Yeah,
her son died on her fucking birthday.
Well, first of all, she's never clearly going to celebrate her birthday the same again because she's down a child.
Yeah.
But now she's for sure never going to celebrate her birthday ever again because all she's ever going to think of on her birthday is her son.
Yeah.
And his horrific end.
Exactly. And the weird thing as well is that the sisters, I believe the twin brother... the triplet brother had actually found out about death before anybody else did. So what happened was somebody was sent photos of Breck's dead body by Lewis.
Fuck.
And was like, Lewis was kind of making a joke out of it. And was like, R.I.P. Breck, kind of a thing. And
Yeah, so funny, Lewis.
Hilarious. You're so, oh my God, wow. So funny.
How long did it take you to think of that one?
And... so then that person then sent a text to the brother and was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry about what happened to Breck. And the brother was like, what?
What do you mean, what happened to Breck?
Yeah. So
that is horrible.
Yeah. Now that's the rumor. Well, it's not a rumor actually because I believe they say it on the documentary. But anyway.
But that's, yeah.
It was vile. Absolutely vile. Lewis is a vile person. And then... Lewis pled guilty at the pre-trial hearing, and he was sentenced straight away, just 25 years to life.
Good.
He's written open letters to Breck's family, calling them out and harassing them, and they are... what? They're available on the internet. You can read them.
What does he have to call out for?
He's like, Breck didn't have a good home life, basically saying that he was being abused at home. And
oh, so he's still sticking to his story?
Yeah.
That it was, self-defense?
Yeah, that Breck was upset, so... basically, Lewis is saying that Lewis was going away the next day. That day that Breck was there, Lewis was supposed to fly away somewhere.
Okay.
And he had his ticket booked and everything like that. And Breck didn't want him to leave because he was so upset with his home life that he wanted to stay with Lewis. And that's why this shit happened. Had a fight.
Yeah, okay. But explain him being bound.
Yeah, explain the semen on the floor.
Explain how you tried to stop the bleeding, but he's face down.
Yeah, exactly. So he's in prison. He's still somehow writing letters. I don't understand it. Then there were also Snapchats that were sent to Breck's sister of a picture of a skeleton with some weird caption on it, like R.I.P. Breck.
Oh, God.
They're harassing.
This poor family.
Yeah, they're completely torturing them.
First of all, is it not bad enough? Is it not bad enough that their fucking brother and son is dead? Has been murdered. He didn't just die of natural causes or, someone murdered him.
Yeah.
And you are harassing them. Sending them pictures of, corpses and skeletons and being lol, that's your brother.
Yeah, vile people. And if it's not just Lewis, then he has other people out there doing it for him. It's really gross. So ever since, Lauren actually has worked tirelessly on helping others. So she kind of worked with the BBC for this documentary. She constantly goes around talking in schools about the dangers of being online.
Yeah, of being great, how to watch out for signs of grooming and stuff like that. Which, fair play to her, has to be extremely tough to talk about.
Yeah, because she did everything right. She did everything you're supposed to do.
This is it. I think that's why it's almost so upsetting. Because she did what you're supposed to do when it comes to being worried and concerned about your child.
Yeah, she called the police and they never bothered.
She called the police. She set up meetings with other parents.
She took his computer away.
She took his computer away. She had discussions with him about it. Like, and she thought that everything she did worked.
Yeah, but this is when Breck learned to lie.
Like, it's just so heartbreaking.
Yeah, it really is. It's a really, really sad case. But the good that has come out of it, the good that Lauren has done, is just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, fair play to her. I think when I looked up the 911 call, I think she was on... Below it is a video of her on This Morning.
Yeah.
The British morning program, if you're from America and don't know what it is. It's like... the same, what do they have over in America?
Good Morning America.
Good Morning America. It's basically like that, where I think she was on it talk because it was like how to look out for signs of grooming in your child.
Yeah, which is like rough as fuck that she had to learn that way.
Yeah, it shit like this always makes me scared for like Anna growing up, because like I know as a teenager I kept so much from my mom and dad.
Oh my god, yeah, absolutely same.
I kept so much from them. Like I had fucking boyfriends and everything that they never knew about.
Yeah. Same.
That's Paul and Linda.
Yeah, but now it's so weird because I'm such an open book with my mom and dad. Yeah. Like,
well, I'd like to hope that like I'll learn, you know, like my parents, I suppose it was like a generational thing as well. Like my mom and dad like never really talked about like puberty or birds and the bees, and like, you know, it was all very like just don't do it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so I don't have to have the conversation because that'd be awkward.
Yeah,
so like I'm hoping that like I'll learn from that, so then when it comes time for Anna I'll be like, look, just talk, like fuck yeah. It who cares if it's uncomfortable,
yeah,
or embarrassing, like it just has to be talked about.
Yeah,
and I think that's the problem with this newer generation. It was somewhat not as bad for us because technology, like Facebook and
Bebo,
were like kind of only starting. Where now, it's all they know.
Yeah.
Like, look at what they have.
Yeah.
You've Facebook, you've Instagram, you've TikTok, you've Snapchat, you've Visco. Like, you've so many different...
Is Visco just like Instagram?
I think so, yeah.
Like, you can message each other on it and stuff.
You can message, yeah, I think so.
Huh. Anyway.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't have any, like, I know there's only a few years between me and you, but, like, I didn't have, like, I had Facebook.
No, I started a Bebo page when I was, like, 12, and actually that was against my mom's wishes as well. She was like, you're not doing it, and then I was like, I did it.
Yeah. I had a Bebo page, and then when everyone moved to Facebook, like, I moved to Facebook.
It took me a long time to move to Facebook.
It took me a while to like move to Instagram and like Snapchat. But like, you know,
isn't it weird how just one day you download an app and that like app like takes
becomes your life.
Yeah. Like Twitter and TikTok.
Oh my god,
why is
TikTok so addictive?
I don't know,
why is it so addictive? But then, and like the things as well that, like, you know, these teenagers are going to see... Well, not... Like, the younger teenager are going to see on TikTok are things like...
I've learned things on TikTok I didn't know.
Yeah, like, so can you imagine, like, when you're 12 and you get TikTok?
Yeah.
Like, the things you're going to see. It's going to be so scary. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely.
I've just scared myself. That's it. I'm officially homeschooling Anna.
Okay, so that is the case of Breck Bednar.
It's a very sad case.
I actually want to talk about something before I go.
Yeah.
So, the first case that me and Eve ever researched was Chad and Laurie Daybell.
Yes. So, people don't know this because we never got around to record it, but that was going to be our first ever episode.
Yeah.
And then we decided that it was all still very much happening.
Tylee and JJ hadn't been found yet.
Yeah, and it was still very much up in the air as to like what Chad and Laurie were going to be charged with.
Mm-hmm.
So we just decided to sideline it.
Yeah. But the good news is that both of them have been indicted on charges of murder.
Which
yesterday.
Is only fair. And for the murder of Tammy.
Yeah. Tammy Daybell, which...
It's great to see that, like, the police are actually being like,
something strange. I remember Tammy's body. I think they got her exhumed, didn't they?
Yeah, they got her exhumed. Did they get her exhumed shortly after they found the two kids?
I think so. It was around the time, anyway.
Yeah, it was. I think it was shortly after they found the children.
Mm.
They decided to exhume her body.
Yeah.
So I'd say they were waiting on an ME's report.
On the two kids.
I'd say they were waiting on an ME's report for the two kids and for her, for Tammy.
And the way the two kids were found was absolutely horrific.
Disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful.
Just vile.
I'm sorry, but you were not a mother.
No, Lori, Valo, Daybell, whatever the fuck you want to call yourself, open a portal for yourself and go to fucking hell.
You are
scumbag.
Not a mother.
No.
No.
But I was watching today, so I think it's East Idaho News. I think it's a man called Nate that has been following the case.
Yeah.
They have been, like, doing the court proceedings online so we can watch.
Yeah.
And Nate, like, he always has it up on Facebook. He does a live stream of it, which is great. And so it's Judge Farron Eddins, right? Judge Eddins is a fucking legend. I love him so much. I just love him so much. And Rob Wood is the prosecutor for his state. So I love him too. They take no shit.
Get them bitches.
Yeah. Both Lori and Chad's lawyers are like flopping whales in sand.
What do they do? Like, what the fuck are they going to do?
But they're so cocky. Especially Chad's lawyer. He's a cocky fucker. I think his name is Mark Means, I think.
Like, I'd say the evidence the prosecution have is just...
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Oh no, I'd say so. But they were only indicted today, so Chad came on separately. So they don't have Chad and Lori together.
They're both coming on separately. And is that because they're married or
I think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what I wanted to say. So just so you guys kind of stay in the loop of that. Just yeah.
Yeah. So, Megan, how's your time been on the podcast?
It's been this is
stressful.
Yeah. It's been really stressful. There's been a lot of anger, a lot of tears. But then also when you get like a nice message off somebody, it's like makes everything so worth it. It's really great sometimes. We have fun recording, you have fun researching. It is a lot of time. It's just something that I wouldn't be able to keep up when I'm in Malta.
Oh, I wouldn't I feel like, first of all, you don't have to explain. You're moving to fucking Malta. You live in Ireland where, like, it is May and, like, I'm turning my heating on still.
Yeah, my heating's on right now.
So, like, you don't... Bitch, if I was going to Malta, I'd be like, bye-bye, podcast. Hot girl summer, here I come.
Yeah. But, it's been great. And we've had, like, great support from other podcasters and listeners.
I'm obviously going to be taking some time off from the podcast as well. Not for the full year. But I will be back. But obviously, you know, there's a lot to figure out with everything. Because it was, like, per Megan was doing most of the work. But at least there was weeks there that I was also researching. And, you know.
Yeah.
Where now it's kind of all down to me. The stress is on.
Yeah, I think do it bi-weekly.
Yeah, I probably will.
Or bi-monthly? Bi-weekly?
I'll probably do bi-weekly. I'll probably do every second week.
Yeah.
Give myself like a week to research and then like a week to record and edit.
Yeah, because you guys, you don't understand how fucking long an episode takes just to get out.
Yeah, so. Now, I am hoping that like they'll be slightly easier to edit because it'll just be me.
Yeah,
as in
they will
like,
be, yeah, they will.
But it's like, so guys, if it starts sounding like it did at the very beginning, that's because I'm now learning to edit and it's like starting all over again.
No, it won't. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. You'll be grand. Don't worry.
Yeah.
But look, I'm gonna go. Actually, Niall, do you have any jokes?
Yeah, I have a few jokes.
Oh my god, he has been waiting.
He's been sitting here throughout this whole thing just waiting to tell a joke.
I sure have.
Do you have a joke up there?
I have a joke.
Are they ready?
Yeah, they're ready to go.
Like, I'm not going to hand you this microphone now and you're not going to take like 10 billion years to find the joke.
No, I have some here.
Okay,
so get ready, folks, because we're in for a ride.
You're only allowed two max.
No, I got like four or five of these bitches here. Okay, so did you hear about the Italian chef who died?
No.
He passed away. Okay,
I'm not laughing.
Okay, so did you hear about the guy who invented the knock knock joke?
No.
He won the Nobel Prize. Come on, don't act like you're not enjoying these. These are lit. Okay, let me see. I got some. I'll give you a short one again, right?
Okay.
Followed by a long one, followed by a few short ones.
Okay.
What did Yoda say when he saw himself in 4K?
What?
HDMI.
So anyway, guys.
No, hold on. I got more. Hold on. So let's end on a good note with this last joke. Or maybe second last joke.
No, it's your last
joke now.
My daughter thinks I don't give her enough privacy at... My daughter... Let's start again. Stop looking at me.
This is going to be bad.
I'm ready. Yeah, I don't know.
Can you not read it in like the 2 seconds it takes?
My daughter thinks I don't give her enough privacy. At least that's what she wrote in her diary. Oh, okay, that's not that wrong. A friend of mine got into a photographic...
That was your last joke!
No, a friend of mine got into photographic... Look, here, I'm not podcast material, right? This is my first... Let me just finish this joke real quick. Lee's trying to take the mic off me here, but just give me a minute. A friend of mine got into photographing salmon in different clothing. He said he liked shooting fish in apparel. I'm sorry.
Can you just leave that last one in? Just for the... I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have.
You literally had that entire time we recorded. So make sure you follow us on Twitter at GiveUsMorg for updates on new episodes and other nonsense.
New episodes.
And if you want, which we always love, is if you would send us a review. Well, give us a review, screenshot it, and then send it to us in a DM on Instagram at GiveUsMorg, and you will get a shout out on the podcast.
I feel like Niall currently is superimposing a dog's head onto a cow.
No,
he's trying to make a cartoon dog.
College thing, the logo for dog.
Anyway, sorry, Niamh.
I am working on episodes for when I do return, which I am not going to give an official date on because I don't have an official date in mind, but I will keep you all updated on Twitter and Instagram. So just keep a watch out there. And I'll also be active on the Twitter and Instagram. And go give Megan a follow at MegPowell_ to see her new adventure in Malta. And everybody send her loads of love.
Yeah, you better send me loads of love. I swear to God, I'll delete every goddamn episode.
And she knows the login. She can't. Send her love, tell her you miss her, and tell her you can't wait for her to come home. And that's pretty much it, guys. I'm going to leave it here because I'll probably start getting really emotional because I don't know what I'm going to do without Megan for a whole year.
You'd be grand.
I mean, you're the only one that gets me.
I actually thought you were actually crying there for a second. I was like, I'm out. Fuck this.
No, not actually crying. But she is the only one who gets my true sense of dark humor. Except for Carl, but you know.
Yeah, it's different when it's your partner.
Yeah.
Niall doesn't get my dark humor.
It's because he's a pussy.
Stop it.
There was no joke told at all. So thank you. And good night.
Good night. Oh, we should probably say something in Irish, should we? That's good night in Irish.
Sláinte.
Sláinte.